We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good question. I don't know. Extraneous audio out of somewhere. Undeterred, we enter into the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Headlights on and a little more time between vehicles, with the streets somewhat slippery from the Seattle-like rain we've been experiencing here for seems like a week. Great to have you along. Welcome to the 5 o'clock Follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Just like the frequency. See what we did there. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. And I'm joined again this afternoon by my friend Liz Harrington, who is the RNC national spokesperson. Liz, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am burning with anticipation over tonight's debate between the Democrats, Bernie and Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren, have been going after each other tooth and nail here the first part of this week. It's always, I take a perverse enjoyment, Liz, in watching the left devour their own.
Right. And it shouldn't be any surprise Democrats accusing people of being sexist. I mean, that's their only game they have.
You're or racist.
You're racist.
Or Islamophobic. Or,
Go back to the old, drawing board. Oh, you're a Russian stooge. You know, Nancy Pelosi's doing that, pulling that card out again. It's really pathetic. Got to grab the coffee because they've all been such a snooze fest before. And I guess Elizabeth Warren is trying to, manufacture some drama. But they've all been the same. They've all been boring. The tired old same socialist policies and positions of the 20th century, and they've nothing new to offer. And now this field is shrinking, but the qualifications are shrinking as well. Apparently now, to make it in the Democrat primary, you have to be old, you have to be white, you have to be a socialist or a millionaire or a billionaire.
it's absolutely nuts. They preach all the time about diversity and the joys of having a multiracial representation, blah, blah, blah. And then, yesterday, Cory Booker goes from Spartacus to Departicus, and he's out of here. And we're left, with all these old white people.
And nobody's voted yet. You had a liberal journalist point out the other day, at the point well into after Super Tuesday, the Republican primary was more diverse than the Democrat primary is right now.
Very true.
And nobody's even voted. We can point this out all day long, because if you live by identity politics, you die by identity politics. And Republicans, we do not see people as just merely a sex, race, or gender, whatever you want to look at people that way. We view people as individuals, as people, with opportunity. And haven't we shown that contrast? And now Democrats obsessing over this, and look what they ended up with, a bunch of old white socialists. It's sad. But they can't claim to be the party of diversity. They're certainly not the party of diversity on thought either, because they're all just racing to the left, trying to take a further position than the rest of them.
Yeah, I've been doing that since the primary season began for the Democrats. It's stupefying to me, and we're talking with Liz Harrington, RNC national spokesperson. It's stupefying to me, Liz, that all of these people including Biden, who used to be the so-called moderate, I guess, in the field. They all are just tunnel visioned on this socialist Marxist agenda that they have. How can they possibly think this is going to appeal to mainstream America?
They've got nothing else, and they can't talk about the economy.
Well, that's true.
Fight the president on the actual issues, on a record of results. And there's this amazing story out today in CNN, of all places, talking about the cost of Bernie Sanders' agenda, socialist agenda. It's $60 trillion. In their lead of their story, they say, well, he's faced almost no questions from the other candidates or the media about how he's going to pay for this. And what's amazing is they also don't point out what he's putting forward has practically been endorsed by all of the candidates.
That's right.
All of them are for the so-called Green New Deal, which is a complete takeover of every aspect of our lives. They're all on board for socialized medicine, and they're just arguing about how to get there, if it's via a public option or Bernie's and Elizabeth Warren's socialized medicine plan. Free college, free tuition, all this nonsense that we know that we're going to have to pay for. These are all endorsed by all the candidates. There's no difference. And the sad thing is Bernie Sanders has mainstreamed this. He's mainstreamed socialism into the Democrat Party today. And they all should be asked, not just Bernie, they all should be asked, how is this? Do you support spending this much money, doubling the size of the federal government? It would absolutely destroy our booming economy, and it would destroy freedom in this country.
Yeah, and maybe ultimately precisely their goal. But the lunacy continues. I know you noticed, Liz, the other day, California now approving free health care for illegal alien adults. And here is Mini Mike Doomberg, who's out there saying, oh, yeah, California should be the model for America. Some model.
And some moderate, right? He's supposed to be another one of the moderates.
Right.
He's an absolute nanny stater who wants to control, you know, the size of a Big Gulp. This is amazing that he's pointing to California at a time when you can see just the rot and the destruction that one-party rule, Democrat control, has caused in what used to be such a thriving, you know, the American dream in California. And God forbid the way goes, California goes, the way the country goes. But that's what all these days, now this is what all these Democrats running for president want to do. They want to turn us into California with this rampant homelessness. Housing's too expensive. They have so much government regulation. They these quote-unquote free welfare for illegal aliens. It is exactly what the national candidates are calling for in the Democrat Party. We've seen the results.
Yeah.
It is a disaster, and they can't get their own states under control. It was very troubling. We got to show that contrast between now and Election Day, because we can see the results of what President Trump has put into place: free markets, pro-growth, more power to the individual, less power to government. And it's a big contrast with the Democrats' policies, and there's no bigger place that you can see that other than California.
Yeah, and Tom Steyer, for instance, is out there running his million-dollar TV ad campaign, maybe billion-dollar, where he's talking about, he has people in the ad and he himself saying, we have to beat Trump on the economy. Good luck on that.
Exactly. Lowest unemployment in 50 years. Wages are up. And lowest unemployment for almost every demographic has hit record low after record low.
Yep.
This is such the most amazing stat I saw from last Friday, that your monthly reminder of why the Democrats are trying to impeach this president, was in the last quarter last year, quarter four, 74% of all new jobs created went to people who were outside the labor force.
Wow.
Those are people during the Obama-Biden years that weren't even counted because they had given up. They were tired of looking for work, so they weren't even included in the numbers. Now, 3 out of 4 new jobs are going to those people who – that's amazing news for the country.
Yeah, it really is.
Democrats can't talk about that. That's lives being changed. That's people reengaging, getting off the sidelines. It is awesome news. And Democrats, they can good luck with that. Try to compete with this winning message, this winning economy that's so rock solid. It shows you. Just watch tonight how many times they try to bring it up. They won't touch it.
No, they won't go anywhere near it. And where else are they going to go? They could talk about foreign policy, for instance. Here's a direct comparison on foreign policy, Liz. President Obama sends Iran $150 billion in pallets of cash, and President Donald Trump sends him a Hellfire missile.
Absolutely. You know, and you Democrats can't even get behind this president, get behind our military, and commend the amazing job they did in taking out Soleimani. Instead, they're blaming America first. It's absolutely crazy. A travesty. Pete Buttigieg beat Javad Zarif to the New York Times. Pete Buttigieg was tweeting out, blaming America for what Iran did to that commercial airliner, shooting it down with a Russian missile, before even Zarif, who's the biggest propagandist out of the Iranian regime, could blame America. Pete Buttigieg and Jackie Speier, they beat him to it. That is such a sad state of affairs. Democrats can't even be happy that a bloodthirsty terrorist who has the blood of 603 Americans at least on his hands, they can't even be glad. And they're arguing, they're taking the argument that that monster, Soleimani, should still be alive. And that is just a travesty.
Yeah, it's lunacy.
It shows you everything you need to know. They have totally lost it. They can't support this country if it means that you would have to agree with the president of the United States. And that's not where the country is at. And that's why they're going to totally lose it at the ballot box in November.
It's really sad and pathetic that these individuals apparently have forgotten their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against our enemies.
That's their number one job. And think about it. They wrap themselves around the flag and the pledge and all these
talking
things.
Talking about
when
the founders.
When they try to remove a duly elected president based on no evidence, complete witch hunt after witch hunt, and yet they run away from the flag when we took out the world's number one leading terrorist. That says it all.
I think, in fact, the impeachment from sending the articles over from Pelosi was delayed because the Democrats needed extra time so they could attend the memorial services in Tehran. It was pretty embarrassing to watch their reaction. Liz Harrington, the RNC national spokesperson. Liz, thanks much. Always great to have you along. And we'll see what happens in the snooze fest tonight. Meantime, the president is going to be in Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely. He's going to be rallying with the people in Milwaukee. It's going to be a great time. I'm sure people would much rather watch him at a rally than these Democrat candidates on the debate stage. So it should be a good show we'll see tonight.
Yeah, it should be another great one. It's amazing. Thousands of people always left outside trying to crowd in to overflow crowds whenever the president appears in your zip code. Liz Harrington with the RNC. Liz, thanks very much for your time as always. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Good to have you here. 19 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here, and then we'll be right back here on the gloomy and rainy Tuesday edition.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ah, yes, the guy from the Bay Area, Northern California, who sang like he was from Louisiana with that Cajun influence, although I don't think we want to hear much about Louisiana and the Cajun influence after last night. Congratulations, though, to Dabo and the 2019 edition of the Clemson Tigers, who did an amazing body of work during the season, going undefeated until the national champion. Look, 29 games in a row, 29-1 is a pretty good record. And, of course, there's always next year. See what happens. 26 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go. Let's bring in Wes. Wes is in Greer. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes,
sir. Good afternoon. Hey, I wanted to ask, you know, you mentioned Tom Steyer. And
yep.
That guy possesses in spades the deceitfulness and just straight out deception that, I mean, you know, he'll go a long way in the Democrat Party. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing the way his ads have changed? You know, he figured out the first 6 months him standing there screaming, you know, Trump is crazy.
Right.
I hate Trump. You know, all of a sudden becomes this, you know, weird, we've got to beat him on the economy. But I wanted to ask you, Bob, my brother, I'm 5 years older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
But we come from the same family, the same school, everything, and he is a whacked-out liberal, okay? I mean, he thinks Ernie is the coolest thing since sliced bread. He voted for him the first time around, and we had a little talk. Okay.
Right.
When Hillary and the people in the Democratic Party, you know, what was it? They gave her these super delegates that
yes.
would somehow miraculously put her ahead of Bernie every time.
Yeah, she
won.
Controlled them during the last convention. Right.
Right. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, can you and I ever sit down? And I said, here's my promise. I don't want another Bush or another Clinton to ever walk into the White House.
Right.
Okay. I said, I don't care who they are. I said, that is not the way the founders set this country. I said, they explicitly didn't want that. Okay. And I said, look, here's what's going to happen. I said, Trump is going to come in there and he is going to show the world just how easy it really is. Okay. I said, it doesn't take any brain power to figure this out. And I'll make you this promise. Would you open your eyes and possibly think, you know, of changing the way you've thought about things if that happens? And he asked me, he's like, well, what do you think will happen? I'm like, well, you know, I think Trump's going to come in, deregulate a lot of things. I said, especially oil. I mean, Bob, you know that
yep.
there was some legislation, something that Trump peeled back, that there were roadblocks for Americans that pumped oil out of America to sell it on the open market.
Right.
Okay? Now, boy, how about Bush and Ted Cruz and Romney and all the Republicans with the morals and character that Trump doesn't have, you know, just spilling out of their mouth every day about free trade. I mean, you know, give me a break. But now we're here, okay? We see what a decent – what one man who simply loves this country and wants to help us can actually do, okay? What is it with these Democrats? I mean, what? They absolutely know that the crazy things that they want to do cripple this economy. I mean, Barack Obama, I mean, think about
it. Yeah, but even though they know that, Wes, they gain more centralized command and control over every American, and that is their ultimate goal. They want to have total power to be able to, as Obama himself said, transform America. But what they want to transform it into is something that people don't want to see. Wes, I got to run for the news, but I thank you for the call. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. This wet and rainy Tuesday, I'm right back on the other side. Still to come, today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Howdy, welcome back. Bumper to bumper, headlights on, of course. Really getting dark out there now and slippery streets with all the rain we've had past several days. 5:38 now, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I shared with you earlier in the program some numbers from our friends at MRC, the Media Research Center. 93% of the stories since the bogus impeachment scam started up, 93% of the three major Alphabet Network's newscasts, 93% of their stories have been negative about Donald Trump. And yet, if you look at some of the accomplishments that have been going on, setting aside foreign policy and sending General Soleimani to collect his 72 virgins, the list of positive things going on as a direct result of this administration and its efforts to make things better here in America is truly incredible. From Breitbart today, Donald Trump will transfer $7.2 billion for construction of more border wall. That, of course, was blocked by the Democrats. They attempted to block it. They got a federal court judge to issue an injunction halting it, and now an appeals court has said no. The president has perfect right to take money from the DOD budget and use it for another purpose because the money is already approved. Another headline, Trump administration starts returning migrants deep into Mexico to combat the border crisis. Now, bear in mind, this is at the same time when Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has been implementing a new policy that gives free health care to illegal alien adults in California. Like they're not already deeply enough in debt. And by the way, the DOJ today filed an emergency request to the Supreme Court to lift injunctions on the administration's public charge rule. That is one which would restrict green cards for immigrants who are deemed likely to be reliant on welfare. So the Supreme Court will decide that issue, and hopefully they will decide it in the president's favor. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. What just popped in here as well? Sorry, that doesn't make any sense to me. Bobby, I've been on pins and needles waiting for Tuesdays with what's his name to start. Has it gone the same direction as Ask the Governor? Are you talking about the get together with Congressman Timmons? Yeah, that is still to be arranged for this month. Bobby, what exactly does Tom Steyer mean when he says we have to beat Trump on the economy? I mean, it seems to me it's nothing but a big plank in his sinking ship. The economy should be more diverse, you know. As Michelle Obama said a number of years ago, some are going to have to give up a bit of their piece of the pie so that others can have more. She said that as they were busy buying their latest $14 million estate. Crazy commie Bernie, of course, owns three homes, including one that he just bought on a very scenic lake. Yeah, very nice. Bobby, Chuck U. Schumer was crying earlier that McConnell won't talk with him. Well, no wonder. Who in their right mind would want to talk to Chuck Schumer? He's a lying moron. Holy smokes, Bobby. What's going on 385 South and Woodruff Road? Everything's at a standstill all over the new roads. I'm guessing somebody boo-booed. And as a result, we got a mess out there. Bob, your guest earlier, Liz Harrington, sounds a bit like Nikki Haley. Ooh, sorry to hear that. Nikki is off my Christmas card list. Bobby, one other note on last night's national championship football game. I'm wondering why nobody is talking about the clip of Odell Beckham is he a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, handing out wads of cash to the LSU players on the sidelines of the game. And it appeared to be real cash, not fake. If I had to guess, I would say that Odell is just eliminating the middleman. You catch my drift? Bobby, don't waste your time on the Democrat debate tonight. Watch the Trump rally on RSB Network. I imagine it probably is going to be on One America News as well. Bobby, I think part of what Steyer is trying to go after in his TV ads is trying to sound like Trump as an outsider billionaire. Gotcha. Bobby, instead of wasting time watching those idiots on their Democratic debate tonight, I'll be spending quality time with the Reloading Press from Gary. Can never have enough ammo. Bob, the military is looking for gamers. So when the operator who smoked General Salami received his op order, they told him his mission, this would be boss level. I guess. Is that gamer speak? Boss level? That's when you get way up there. Bobby, when somebody tells me about the Space Force, all I can think of is Kurt Russell in Stargate. Because you're going to end up getting stationed in the desert anyway. Yeah, even if you're in this country. If you're at Nellis, you're right. Yeah, one desert or the other, you're still in the sandbox. Bobby, just speculation, but I'm thinking they will recruit from within the other branches to staff the Space Force first. Could be. Bobby, former ICE director Tom Homan's exchange with that commie-crat, that Washington representative, should be the rule, not the exception. These nitwits in Congress have overinflated opinions of themselves. Do they ever? Do they ever? Smartest people in the room, you know. They are our elitist betters. They know what the great unwashed masses out here in flyover country. They understand what we need to be doing, which we're too stupid to understand, you see. Right. Quarter before six. Be right back on the Bobby Mac Show. Today's edition of ATF is on the way. And now for something completely different, a touch of the classical. You know, it's funny how some pictures just remain in your head forever and ever. I remember flying over the Pacific at night under a full moon and this playing in the headsets in the background. That was pretty cool. 5:52, it's 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, it's supposed to be 72 grapes, but they say virgins. The wrong interpretation. It's 72 grapes. Actually, I thought it was 72 Virginians, including Robert E. Lee, George Washington, Madison, others. Terrible surprise for these guys. Bobby, this can be private if you prefer. Your call, just a heads up. When you say Pocahonky, as I refer to Elizabeth Warren, liar Watha, some could take that as a racist statement. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Not a racist statement. Honky, of course, a term used to discriminate against whites. You know how that's will spin it, how that's a will spin it from Jeff in Malden. Well, the more germane question is, Jeff, do I care how they spin it? I'm thinking, no, I don't care how they spin. Okay, here we go with today's edition of ATF. And here is Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And with today's edition of ATF, I am assisted by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Yep, yep.
And Little Annie back in the news center.
Yep, me.
You know, I don't want to ruin your New Year's resolution to de-stress, but I feel it incumbent to remind you tax season is coming up.
Oh, hush.
Thanks, Bob.
You're really overdue for a physical. It's about time to get your teeth cleaned.
Great. Enough is our stop.
And by the way, your December credit card bill just came in the mail. A new survey. There's one out all the time. Just
I
found.
You said a noose. A oh, noose no. Just dropped from the ceiling.
Well, maybe that happened too. A little early in the year for it, but you never know. A new survey found the 10 most stressful things in our lives. Okay. Now, if you had to list a few stressful things in your life, Moneypenny, we'll begin with you. What would a few stressful things be for you?
Money. Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah,
money's
that's
always
like the most stressful thing ever.
I'm sure that's nearly top for everybody.
Yeah, and health,
right? Little Annie,
time.
Yeah,
it's not on your
hands.
I
need more time.
There you go. Well, number one on the list was taxes. 73% of people say it's a top cause of stress in their life.
Wow.
Number two, going to the doctor.
Yeah.
67%. Number three, shopping for holidays. Huh? It's still in a lot of people's minds, I guess, with
my
Christmas.
My family's bad. They get nothing.
There you go. Serves them right.
That's right.
Number four, going to the dentist. Open wide and say, ah.
Not love.
Number five, family events. Yeah. Yeah. What was it Ben Franklin said? Fish and house guests all start to stink after 3 days.
Just the was two. Maybe one.
Number six on the list, credit card debt.
Don't have it.
Don't have it either.
That's a good thing. Number seven, traveling. I don't. That wouldn't be on my list of stressful things to do.
That's I love good stuff. It. Yeah.
Number eight, how much money we have in the bank. Number nine, paying our rent or our mortgage. And finally, number 10, visits from our in-laws. So happy to see you. When are you leaving?
My in-laws live a mile and a half away. They can go home.
Mine are in another country.
ATF for today includes the Oscar nominations being out. Yawn. There was some talk that Adam Sandler might get a Best Actor nomination for Uncut Gems. Didn't happen. Sandman taking it in stride, though, with an amusing Waterboy reference, tweeting, "Bad news, Sandman gets no love from the Academy. Good news, Sandman can stop wearing suits." Congrats to all my friends who got nominated, especially Mama. That was directed to Kathy Bates, who played his mom in Waterboy.
She's a fantastic actress.
She is great. Yeah. She got a surprise supporting actress nomination for the film Richard Jewell, the latest from Clint Eastwood, and she tweeted back, and I quote, "I love you, Bobby Boucher. You was robbed, but Mama loves you. I learned a new urban slang word for you. You da goat. Not the one we eat at home, son." Too funny. Kathy Bates used to be a high school drama teacher.
Really?
In Memphis. Yep. And then decided acting was her life. There you go. There's an ATF for today. Check out the news at the top of the hour. Not to worry. One more to go. Bonus hour on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.